Welcome to the Avaya podcast featuring highlights from SIP Communications for Dummies, Avaya Limited Edition. This podcast explains SIP and introduces the concept of presence, the SIP feature that adds intelligence to communications at many levels. Throughout this podcast, you will hear sound effects like this, alerting you to helpful tips, reminders, technical information, warnings, or case studies. After the conclusion of this podcast, please visit avaya.com/podcasts to download the complete guide. Now, let's explore SIP. Session Initiation Protocol, or SIP, is an open signaling protocol for establishing any kind of real-time communication session. The communication session can involve voice, video, or instant messaging, and can take place on one of many devices that people use for communicating: laptop computer, PDA, cell phone, IM client, IP phone, and so on. SIP has been developed by the Internet Engineering Task Force, with participation from various companies, including Avaya. SIP builds on a number of existing communication protocols. Developers and system administrators can easily customize and program with SIP. It is rapidly becoming a standard for how new services and applications are created and combined within a variety of wireless and carrier networks, and is gaining momentum within enterprises. This growing acceptance in both enterprise and service provider networks offers the promise of a single unifying protocol that will transform not only communications within an enterprise, but communications between the enterprise and its ecosystem of partners, suppliers, and customers. Is SIP a refreshing solution to simplifying communications? For companies who need to sort out and reconnect the current tangle of disparate communications protocols and programs, the answer is a resounding yes. Also important to note is that SIP still supports the legacy public switch telephone network, because those landline phones will still be around for quite a long time. Presence is an important feature of SIP. Presence streamlines the communication process by enabling users to inform others of their availability and how they can be contacted before a communication session even begins. If you use instant messaging, then you are already using presence. You know from your buddy list who is available to IM and who isn't. With SIP, a user can communicate availability to others across multiple communications devices such as IP phones, cell phones, soft phones, pagers, wireless Bluetooth appliances, video conferencing, email, and even TDM phones when tied into an intelligent IP PBX. Communications today are device-centric. Every device has its own phone number, address, or alias. The more devices people use, the more addresses you need to remember in order to reach them. And without presence, communication becomes a guessing game when trying to connect with people on whatever device they may be using. With SIP, communications become user-centric once again. A SIP address of record, or AOR, provides one unifying identifier that can be mapped across multiple devices and media types. With SIP, you no longer need to track multiple phone numbers, email addresses, and IM contact names. SIP will do it for you. Even more exciting, both users and applications can access presence information, providing the opportunity to create next-generation converged communication applications. For example, your network can deliver new capabilities such as polite calling. Based on information from her calendar application, voice calls to an executive can automatically be routed to an assistant if the executive is in a meeting. An equally important foundation of SIP is the concept of distributed intelligence. This concept is evident in the exciting new peer-to-peer architectures such as Avaya 1X Quick Edition, which requires no PBX or communication server, only intelligent phones and other endpoint devices as the means for establishing a network communications system. This makes SIP particularly well-suited for small businesses and small branch offices of large enterprises, as SIP-enabled endpoints can easily be established in the absence of centralized proxies and registrars. With SIP beginning to be widely deployed in both service provider and enterprise networks, the need for gateways that translate one protocol to another, for example IP to time division multiplexing, is eliminated. Proprietary signaling protocols give way to a single standard interface for all connectivity. Whether for adding endpoints, deploying contact center adjunct services, or even connecting to trunk services for external communications. While SIP may eventually become the unifying protocol for all communications, it is not designed to replace the PSTN. Nor is SIP designed to be a one-stop shop for protocol needs. SIP is an application layer internet protocol for establishing, manipulating, and tearing down communications sessions. SIP does not transport the media or communication itself. This is handled by codecs within the communications programs or devices. SIP combines with other protocols, such as the session description protocol, which carries within it information about the session that you're setting up, namely the type of media, the codec to use, and the protocol for actually transporting the media. Another benefit of SIP is that it uses a text-based language. That doesn't mean that SIP supports only text. It means that SIP's messages are easy to program and interpret, making it easier to achieve interoperability between different vendor implementations. SIP is also very modular and extensible, allowing for the integration of existing legacy protocols. These properties make SIP an ideal protocol for implementing a standards-based converged communications network. Okay, this isn't a case study, but it is an interesting scenario of how SIP can improve customer service. A credit card company is under pressure 24/7 to help customers keep accurate tabs on transactions. But how can your agents keep all the info they need for accurate, fast responses? Here's an example of how SIP can help. A customer planning a trip overseas calls his credit card company with a complex question on monetary conversion rate policies. The call center agent checks her finance expert presence tab and sees that internal resident experts are off the phone but available for consultation through IM. The agent clicks the IM tab and sends the customer's question, which is automatically routed to one of the available experts for an instant messaging session. The expert replies via IM, and the agent quickly relays the expert's answer to the customer's question. Surprised at the quick response, the customer then asks a question regarding a disputed transaction with a merchant. The call center agent brings up the merchant information, which displays the presence and availability of the merchant's call center agents for phone calls or IM, and quickly identifies an available agent who can look up details of the transaction and send it back via a web page push. The customer, provided with this information, now remembers not only the transaction, but also leaves with a lasting impression of the responsiveness and expertise of the credit card company. Over 1 million businesses worldwide rely on Avaya solutions and services to enhance value, improve productivity, and gain competitive advantage. As you read through the rest of the guide, you'll gain a deeper understanding of how SIP transforms communications for both the user and the enterprise, what vendors are doing to make multi-vendor integration with SIP as straightforward as possible, and you'll learn the top 10 reasons to use SIP-enhanced communications. Thank you for listening to the Avaya podcast edition of SIP for Dummies. For greater insight, more tips and warnings, and more coverage of the topic, download the full guide at avaya.com/podcasts.